I believe material properties related to its mineralization are important, and I believe at this point the most economical and most reliable method is probably the hydrogen to carbon, organic carbon ratio, which makes biophysical sense and seems to be empirically working. But I hope we can extend that in the future to make it to utilize methods that are faster, less expensive, and maybe even more accurate and more comprehensive. There will be properties related to acid and base neutralizing capacity, such as the pH, but hopefully there will be better methods available, because pH alone is probably an inadequate characterization for an acid or base neutralizing capacity, and the change in pH of a soil is a major determinant for the utility of biochar, or the inappropriateness of biochar. So we need to know that, and probably better than we do at the moment. Beyond that, we have tools at our disposal, such as nutrient availability, that I believe we probably need to consider. But I am less interested at this juncture in the biochar properties, if they're related only to nutrient contents, because I believe the long-term benefits that we are interested and intrigued by through biochar amendments are not related to its nutrient content. However, we need to consider it, because a lot of the immediate effects are related to nutrient contents, and they can be useful also. And in fact, I think the combination of nutrients and biochar is probably the next important aspect to consider. Beyond that, I'm convinced that there are other properties that play a role, but I don't think there's enough scientific evidence to use them on a broad scale at this point. Surface properties, whether they're related to oxidation, surface area, pore size, and another properties, possibly metal carbon interaction properties. Those need to be refined in the future and documented.